City police have busted two major drug trafficking rings, resulting in the largest seizure in the service's history. The Thunder Bay Police Service on Wednesday morning announced the seizures and charges against 19 individuals as the result of Project Recover, a nearly one-year investigation in collaboration with the OPP and Ontario and Manitoba Ministries of Finance. The seizure includes more than 115 pounds of marijuana, which comes with a potential street value of more than $1 million as well as more than 1.6 kilograms of cocaine, valued at $165,000. Investigators also seized substantial assets, including vehicles, boats and a tractor trailer all valued at $383,000, five firearms, nearly $140,000 in cash and contraband cigarettes worth more than $8,200. Of the 19 people charged, all but three are local and police officials said the drugs were intended to be sold in Thunder Bay. I think it makes it lucrative for organized crime because our prices spike here. The drug prices here are very high, so bringing in the product from out of town, they're able to raise the price and sell it at a higher price in Thunder Bay, Police Chief J.P. Levesque said. It is very attractive to criminal organizations and I think we have to be cognizant of that. The investigation began last September after city police were notified by the OPP and Manitoba government of illegal cigarette and marijuana smuggling by a local man. Members of the intelligence unit conducted a six-month undercover investigation, where they discovered a second drug trafficking operation. Officers executed search warrants against members of the first phase of the investigation in May, arresting three men. A series of arrests were made against members of the second phase of the operation beginning on June 15. The seized assets include eight-person vehicles, two boats, a travel trailer and a tractor trailer. Officers also nabbed four shotguns and one long gun. It's certainly one thing taking product off the street, with drugs and cigarettes, Levesque said. Certainly when you have that kind of weaponry out in the public and in the hands of the people we're talking about here, there's a risk. Police divided those charged into two categories, the Vandenbroek Group and the Lalonde Group, each with 10 members. Dale Vandenbroek, 29, is charged with two counts of conspiracy to traffic in marijuana, three counts of conspiracy to traffic in cocaine, two counts of conspiracy to traffic in hydromorphone, three counts of being a member of a criminal organization and two counts of possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000. He also faces separate charges of conspiracy to traffic marijuana and two counts of being a member of a criminal organization as part of the Lalonde Group. As well, 32-year-old Tommaso Vernelli is charged with conspiracy to traffic in marijuana, conspiracy to traffic in cocaine, being a member of a criminal organization, possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000 and breach of trust in relation to his former position as a youth services officer for the provincial government. Both Vandenbroek and Vernelli, along with two other men, Jason Dennis Eugene Bissonnette of Ottawa and Josh Quacksister of Vancouver, remain in custody. The 38-year-old Bissonnette is charged with conspiracy to traffic cocaine, conspiracy to traffic hydromorphone and two counts of being a member of a criminal organization. The 26-year-old Quacksister is charged with conspiracy to traffic in cocaine. Stephen Lalonde, 38, is charged with five counts of conspiracy to traffic marijuana, three counts of conspiracy to traffic cannabis resin, two counts of conspiracy to traffic contraband tobacco, three counts of being a member of a criminal organization, three counts of money laundering and possession of a firearm without a license. At the end of the day, the people dealing these types of narcotics and willing to peddle this type of poison in our communities, there's a consequence to it. The idea is that they're not going to be rewarded for it, Thunder Bay Police Staff Sergeant Ryan Gibson said. I hope this sends a message to those who might be thinking of going that way that we're out there and we're going to keep coming.